Good morning, everybody.
大家早安。
When I was a kid, it was easier to have faith in my parents when they gave me what I wanted.
当我还是孩子的时候，我可以对我的父母亲有信心，当他们给我想要的东西。
When they gave me a Super Nintendo, it was easy for me to love them and think they were great parents.
当他给我一个超级任天堂这个电动玩具的时候，这样让我对于爱他们来说非常的容易，而且觉得他们是很棒的爸爸父母亲。
But when they didn't get me what I wanted, it was harder to love them.
当我父母亲没有给我想要的东西时，对于爱他们来说，对我来说比较困难。
I don't treat my parents like that anymore, but I sometimes still do that with God.
我现在不会这样对待我的父母亲，但是有的时候我对待神也是会这样。
It's easy to have faith in God when I get what I want.
所以我对神能够比较有信心，当我得到我想要的东西。
But it's hard to have faith when things are not.
但是我对神的信心，我很难有信心，当我得不到我想要的。
This Christmas is a special Christmas for all of us.
这个圣诞对我们来说是一个特别的圣诞。
We have our normal struggles.
我们平常有要面临的挣扎。
On top of that, we have been affected by a global pandemic for almost 9 months.
除此之外，我们也面临了这个全球的疫情已经快9个月了。
I'm sure many of you are having a tough time having faith in God.
我相信很多的你们来对你们来说，你们可能很难对神有信心。
Today we will look at the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth to learn how their faith in God can help ours.
所以我们今天来看从圣经来看撒加利亚跟以利沙伯的故事，让我们学习看他们是怎么用他们的信心来倚靠神。
One of the main things we learned about Zechariah and Elizabeth was that they wanted a child.
我们刚刚从经文中读到撒加利亚跟以利沙伯，他们很想要怀一个孩子。
We know from verse 13 that they prayed to God for a child.
从13节我们看到他们跟神祷告要一个孩子。
But there was a problem.
但是有个问题。
In verse 7, we see that they didn't have children.
从第七节我们看到他们并没有孩子。
Even though they prayed, Elizabeth could not get pregnant.
虽然他们祷告，但是伊丽莎伯没有办法怀孕。
In verse 18, we learned that they knew they were too old to have children.
从十八节我们知道他们年纪已经老迈，无法有孩子了。
Their opportunity to become parents was gone.
他们成为父母亲的机会已经没有了。
So they prayed for a child.
所以他们跟神求要个孩子。
But God didn't answer that prayer.
那时神并没有回应他们的祷告。
And it looked like he never would.
而且感觉起来神好像就不会回应他们的祷告。
This is not easy for them.
所以这对他们来说是很困难的。
In verse 25, we see that Elizabeth felt shame because she couldn't have a child.
从25节我们看到伊丽莎伯感到羞耻，因为她没有办法有孩子。
Today we know that having a baby is complicated, and there are many reasons why people don't have one.
现今的社会我们知道怀孕是一件不容易的事情，有很多的原因使人没有办法怀孕。
But people back then didn't understand that.
但是在那个时候人们并不能了解为什么。
They looked down on people whodidn't have children.
所以没有办法怀孕的人，他们就被人看不起。
That was painful to Elizabeth.
所以对伊丽莎伯来说是一件痛苦羞耻的事。
Even though God didn't answer their prayers, they were still faithful to God.
虽然说神没有去回应他们的祷告，但是他们还是继续的信靠神。
They still obeyed God's commandments and worshiped him.
他们继续遵守神的命令，而且敬拜神。
They offered sacrifices.
他们献祭。
They worshiped together with the congregation.
所以他们也会聚在一起，来敬拜神。
They gave a portion of their money to the temple.
他们也会奉献 给圣殿。
They still had faith in God.
他们依然信靠神。
He didn't give them what they wanted.
神并没有给他们想要的。
Why should they still follow him?
但是为什么他们还愿意跟从神、信靠神呢？
They could have converted to another religion.
他们可以换一个宗教信仰性。
In the time of Zechariah and Elizabeth lived, there were many religions they could have chosen.
在他们的那个时期，那边有很那时候有很多不同的宗教。
Maybe another god could give them a child.
或许另外一个神可以给他们孩子。
Or they could give up worshiping anything.
或者是他们可以放弃不再敬拜。
Why gather to worship when they could spend that time doing something else?
他们为什么还愿意花时间敬拜呢？
Why give money to the temple when they could spend it on something else?
为什么他们愿意奉献他们的金钱而不花在其他的事情上呢？
When I look through this passage, I see three things that help them stay faithful to God.
当我读这一段这些经文的时候，有三件事情帮助他们保持对神的信心。
And I hope it can help you have faith in God too.
我希望这三件事也能够帮助你信靠神。
Faithful people remember what's most important.
第一件，有信心的人记得什么是最重要的。
They had faith in God because they didn't focus on what they wanted from God.
他们对神的信心不是执着在他们想要的是什么。
They focused on what they needed. They focused on what they needed from God.
他们注重在他们需要的是什么。
When I was a kid, I was upset.At my parents because I didn't get a video game I wanted.
当我还是孩子的时候，我对于我父母亲没有给我买电动玩具很生气。
But I forgot that my parents gave me food, clothing, and a place to live.
但我忘记我的爸爸妈妈给我食物、衣服跟一个住所。
They loved and took care of me.
他们爱我跟照顾我。
All of this was more important than a video game.
这些都比电动玩具更重要。
So Zechariah and Elizabeth tried to have a child.
所以撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯他们想要一个孩子。
They prayed to God for a child.
他们跟神求这个孩子。
But God didn't give them one.
但是那时候神并没有给他们。
But they stayed faithful to God because they knew that God gave them something more important than a child.
但是他们依旧继续的对神有信心，因为他们知道神要给他们更大、更重要的东西。
He gave them forgiveness for their sins and relationship with him.
神把赦免罪的这个赦免赐给他们，而且还跟他们建立了关系。
Zechariah was a priest.
撒加利亚是个祭司。
And his wife was from a family of priests.
他的太太伊丽莎伯也是从祭司的家庭出身。
One of the main jobs of priests was to help people restore their relationship with God after they sinned.
所以祭司的其中一个工作就是帮助人恢复重修他们跟人跟神的关系，当他们犯罪的时候。
The most important thing they needed from God was forgiveness of sins.
所以最重要的是就是得到神的赦免他们的过犯。
They knew that God's laws and rules were perfect.
他们知道神的律法是完全的。
But they also knew they didn't always do the right thing.
但他知道人并不完全，没有办法去完成这些律法。
Whenever they treated something like money as more important than God.
当他们对待比如说金钱看重金钱胜于神。
Or whenever they were angry with each other and said unloving words.
或者他们说了伤害彼此的话。
They sinned.
他们就犯罪了。
And that sin separated them from God.
所以这个罪使人与神分离。
In the short term, it blocked their prayers.
所以短暂来说，这样的罪会阻挡他们的祷告。
In the long term, it would separate them from God as they were punished for eternity.
长远来说，罪性使人跟神分离，而且会得到永生的处罚。
When people wanted to apologize and turn to God, they took an animal to the priest.
所以在当时，当他们想要跟神认罪的时候，他们转向神的时候，他们会拿一个动物 把他带这个动物带到祭司面前。
The person admitted to God what they did.
所以这个人就会在神面前承认他们的罪。
The punishment for their sin would be passed on to the animal.
所以他们的罪还有他们的惩罚就会转到这个动物上。
And the priest would kill it.
所以这个祭司会把这个动物杀了。
Since they admitted their sin and the punishment was paid for, God forgave them.
所以当他们承认他们的罪，而且这个他们的处罚已经借由这个动物而摆上了，神就会原谅他们，赦免他们的罪。
Zechariah and Elizabeth knew they needed forgiveness more than anything they wanted.
撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯知道赦免他们的罪得到赦免比什么都重要。
What do you really want?
那你觉得什么重要？你想要什么呢？
For a long time, I longed to find a wife.
所以之前我非常的想要找到一个太太。
My brother met his wife when he was only 23.
我弟弟他遇见他的太太是在他23岁的时候。
They got married when they were only 25.
他们25岁结婚。
The average age of marriage in the United States is 29.
在美国结婚的年龄大概是29岁。
So many of my friends got married before they were 30.
很多我的朋友他们在30岁之前结婚。
So the older I got, the sadder I got.
所以我年纪越长，我越难过。
Will I ever find a wife?
我问自己，我会有一天会结婚，会找到一个太太吗？
I could ignore all of God's blessings and complain.
我可以忽略一切神的给我的祝福而抱怨。
I could compromise my relationship with God by finding a wife that's not Christian.
我也可以去妥协我跟神的关系，去找一个非基督徒的太太。
I could reduce my time with God so I could spend more time looking for somebody.
我或者可以减少我跟神的时间，花多一点的时间在寻找我的配偶。
I used to look at my age and feel miserable that I was still single.
我之前会想到我的年纪就觉得非常的惨，然后觉得为什么我还是一个光棍呢？
I should have remembered that God gave me eternal life.
但是我要记得神给我永生的盼望。
I spend time being sad about not having a marriage relationship.
我觉得我花时间对于我的处境，我单身的处境而难过。
But I forgot I had a relationship with the creator of the universe.
但是我却忘了我跟神却有这样子的关系，神如此爱我。
Being married is a good thing.
结婚是件好事。
But I should have remembered what was even more important.
但我应该要记得什么是最重要的事，更重要的事。
What is causing you to struggle with your faith?
你觉得你信心的挣扎是什么呢？
Maybe you're struggling financially.
或许是财务。
God has not provided for you in the way that you want.
或许神的供应不如你所想的。
You may be tempted to turn away from God by being dishonest with how you do business.
或者你有想说那我就远离神，我来做一些黑心的事业来赚钱。
Remember that a relationship with God is more important than money.
要记得你的跟神的关系比金钱更重要。
The money you make can't pay for your sins.
你赚的钱并没有办法为你的罪付上代价。
Maybe you're struggling with your schedule.
或者是你的挣扎是时间的安排。
You're so busy with school or work or life.
或者是你真的很忙，不管是忙工作或忙学业。
You're tempted to take time away from God to spend on other things.
你想要把与神的时间拿去做别的事。
Maybe you have an exam or homework assignment coming up, so you want to skip out on reading the Bible and praying.
或者是因为你要准备考试，或者是你有一些工作的事情，所以你想要把这个拿来 读经的时间或祷告的时间拿去花在这些事上。
Perhaps there's an opportunity to get out and have some fun, but it means you have to miss out on gathering together to worship God.
或者是你有机会在聚会的时间出去玩，所以就表示说你要选择，你可能会就决定不去聚会而去出去玩。
Remember that God is more important than anything else.
记得神比其他的事更重要。
What good is it to gain the whole world but lose your soul?
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，那有什么益处呢？
What do you want but can't seem to get?
你想要什么却得不到呢?
Is it more important than what God offers you?
你觉得这些东西比神的供应更重要吗?
Number two, faithful people trust that God has a plan.
第二点,有信心的人相信神是有计划的。
When I was a kid, I didn't see the reason why my parents didn't get me what I wanted.
当我还是孩子的时候，我不了解为什么我的爸爸妈妈不给我我想要的东西。
But as an adult, I can see that there were good reasons.
后来我长大了之后，我知道，哦，他们是有原因的。
They had a better plan for my own good.
他们，对于他们有更好的计划，是对我好的。
Faithful people also trust that God has a plan.
有信心的人，相信神是有计划的。
The Jewish people had many feasts and festivals that celebrated what God did for them.
犹太人那时候他们有很多的仪式跟庆典来庆祝神为他们所做的事或神成就的事。
If you read the Old Testament, there is a pattern.
所以当你去读旧约的时候是有一个模式。
God's people were in a bad situation and didn't know how to get out.
很多次神的百姓他们在一个非常困难的光景他们没有办法走出来。
But God had a plan to save his people.
但是神却有他的计划来拯救他的百姓。
And after God did his work, the people celebrated.
所以当神成就这些事的时候人们就庆祝。
Jews celebrated Passover because God delivered his people out of slavery from Egypt.
犹太人他们庆祝逾越节，因为神把他百姓从在埃及成为奴役的生活带出来。
They had the Feast of Booths to remember that God protected them and kept them alive for 40 years in the desert.
犹太人也庆祝所谓的祝棚节，来记得神在旷野，他们在旷野40年，神是如何的保护他们。
Purim reminded them that God saved them from being killed in Persia.
So, 普尔节或他们庆祝普尔节或普叫做普林节，就是在那时候波斯帝国的时候因为以斯帖这个女王她受神的感动帮助犹太人免于受到灭族的事件。
As a priest, it was part of Zechariah's job to remind people to have faith that God always has a plan.
所以撒加利亚他是个祭司，那他的工作就是去提醒人们继续的信靠神，因为神在他们的生命中有计划，神有他的计划。
Even though Zechariah and Elizabeth didn't have a child, they trusted that God had a plan for their lives.
虽然撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯他们没有孩子，但他们相信神在他们中生命中是有计划的。
We learn in this passage that God had a plan for this couple and the people of Israel.
所以我们后来读到说，在这个经文读到神是在这一对夫妻还有以色列百姓中是有一个美好的计划。
They would have a son through a miracle.
他们会因着神迹而有儿子，一个儿子。
And that child would prepare the people for the Savior of the Israelites and the whole world.
而这个儿子他将来会他是会预备为我们的救主来做预备。
He would be one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history.
他会在以色列王朝的历史当中其中一个他会成为其中一个最伟大的先知。
If they lost faith in God, they could have missed out on God's plan for them.
如果这对夫妻他们失去信靠神的心，那他们就会失去了经历神在他们生命中的计划。
God would have given his blessing to someone else.
神可能把这样的祝福给了别人。
As we celebrate Christmas, let's remember that God has a plan that we know about and a plan that we don't.
所以当我们在庆祝圣诞时候，我们就可以记得神对我们生命中他有些计划是我们已经知道，有些是我们还不知道的。
We know it was God's plan for Jesus to come into the world and die for our sins to save us.
我们知道神的计划是耶稣来到这世上为我们的罪受死来拯救我们。
We know that if we believe in Jesus, we can have our sins forgiven.
我们知道当我们信耶稣的时候，我们的罪就得赦免。
But we don't know what God will do during this pandemic until we get through it.
但是我们不知道，神在这段疫情当中，会怎么样的带领我们。
We don't know what we will learn through our difficult seasons until God's plan is fulfilled.
当我们并不知道，神在这样子困难的这时间怎么带领我们，等到神的计划完全的成就。
We don't know what we will learn. I didn't know back then that God planned for me to meet Mitzi at 34 and move to Canada.
我那时候并不知道神他的计划是让我在34岁的时候遇到我的太太，然后会搬到加拿大。
God knew what he was doing.
神知道他在做什么。
I can look back and see that I was not ready for marriage in my 20s.
当我回顾我的过去，我知道我二十多岁的时候，我并没有准备好结婚。
I had a lot more pride back then.
我有很多的骄傲。
But God began humbling me in my early 30s.
但是神开始在我三十岁的时候，开始在我的生命动工，让我谦卑下来。
And Mitzi can tell you that God still has a lot more work to do.
我太太也可以告诉你说，神还有继续他未完成的工。
Even in your difficult times, can you trust that God knows what he's doing?
虽然你在经历一些困难，但你能够相信神知道他在做什么吗？
Read the Bible and learn how God's plan worked in the past.
所以你读圣经，你可以了解到神他的计划是如何。在过去，神如何的成就他的计划
？Some of us are reading through the Book of Ruth together.
我们英文堂有些人正在读《路德记》。
God used disaster to bring Naomi and Ruth from Moab to Bethlehem.
神他借由灾难让拿俄米跟路德从摩押这个地方把他们带到伯利恒。
They struggled, but trusted in God.
虽然他们有很多的挣扎，面临很多的困难，但他们依旧信靠神。
Eventually, Ruth would marry Boaz and have a great grandson named David.
后来，路德他会在伯利恒与波阿斯结婚，那他们的曾孙就是大卫。
If you're struggling to trust God, pray and ask Him to help you.
如果你在信心软弱，你觉得信靠神是很困难的，那问去寻求神。
Think about what God has done for you in the past.
想想神在过去是如何带领你。
Talk to older believers that have seen God's plan unfold in their lives.
也去跟比较成熟的基督徒谈，让他们以他们的例子来鼓励你，看神是如何带领他们的过去。
And we can all encourage each other by sharing what God has done in your lives.
我们也可以常常的彼此鼓励，分享神是如何在我们的过去成就一些美好的事。
Thirdly, faithful people aren't always perfect.
第三，有信心的人并都不是完美的。
An angel told Zechariah that he and Elizabeth would have a child.
那时，天使告诉撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯，他们会有孩子。
But Zechariah couldn't believe it.
但是，撒加利亚他觉得很不可能。
So the angel gave him two proofs.
所以，天使给他两个证明。
The first is, I'm the angel Gabriel.
第一个是，我是天使利百加。
I was sent by God to tell you this.
是神差派我来告诉你这事的。
An angel came from heaven, Zechariah.
这个天使是从天堂天上而来的。
Isn't that enough?
这个证明还不够吗？
The second was that he wouldn't be able to talk until after the child was born.
第二个证明是撒加利亚他没有办法说话，直到他的孩子出生之后。
Sometimes we think that struggling with faith means we are not Christian.
有的时候我们觉得当我们信心软弱的时候我们就不是基督徒。
But the Bible says that Zechariah was righteous and blameless before God, even though he failed here.
但是圣经上说撒加利亚他是个义人，而且他没有可以指责的，他在神面前没有指责的，虽然说他在这里他有他的挣扎。
Abraham, Moses, David, Esther, Jesus' disciples.
就像是亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、以斯帖，还有耶稣的门徒们。
These were all examples of faith in God, but they also struggled.
这些人他们都是一些对神信心的典范，但是在他们的信心信靠神上面，他们都有软弱的时候。
Health, money, job, school. Probably every one of you is struggling right now with something.
或许很多的你们，都会在都有在挣扎的时候。
Health, money, job, school.
或者是健康、金钱、工作，或者你的学习。
Marriage, children, the pandemic, the future.
或者你们的婚姻、孩子、这个疫情或你们的未来。
I know I have my struggles.
我知道我有我的软弱。
Mitzi and I had our struggle to sell the apartment.
我太太跟我之前在卖我们的旧家的时候也经历了很多的挫折。
There were times we became frustrated at how long it was taking.
我们对于这个花了很多的时间都卖不出去，觉得非常的沮丧。
We were so upset at all the extra headaches and surprises that popped up.
有很多的事让我们非常的头痛。
It was really hard to feel that God knew what he was doing.
我们感觉觉得神他真的知道他在做什么吗？我们觉得很难以我们的信心那时候是很会有软弱的时候。
But thankfully, God did pull through.
但是我们感谢神，他成就了他的大事。
And the extra time to sell the apartment, our friend had a fire in his building.
在那段时间等候卖房子的时间，我们有朋友他家失火。
He stayed in our apartment while they worked on fixing his building.
所以他能够在我们家旧家住，但所以等待他的家被整理好。
Clement's parents had a place to stay while they adjusted to Canada.
所以小杨的父母亲在他们来到加拿大之后，也在我们家短租了一段时间，让他们能够有一个适应的时间。
There was a reason that God took that long.
所以神他这是有神他的计划。
And we hope this experience will help our faith be stronger in the future.
我们希望这样子的经验也帮助我们信心的增长，让我们去面对我们以后的我们的未来。
Don't lose hope.
所以不要失去盼望。
Ask God for help.
我们寻求神的帮助。
Tell other Christians so we can support you.
能够也把你的软弱告诉其他的基督徒，所以让我们可以继续我们一起的来支持你，鼓励你。
Don't let that struggle discourage you.
不要因着你的挣扎而气馁。
If you have lost faith in God and wander off, you can still come back to Him.
如果你失去了对神的信心，那你还是可以回转到神面前。
Ask God for forgiveness.
求神原谅你，赦免你。
Come back to God. He's waiting for you.
回到神面前，因为他正在等你。
Let's have faith in God during this Christmas season.
在这个圣诞期间，让我们学习信靠神，对神有信心。
Let's remember what's most important.
让我们记得什么是最重要的。
God's love, salvation, and forgiveness of our sins.
是神的爱，神的救赎，跟他对我们罪的赦免。
Let's trust that God has a plan.
让我们信靠神，知道他是有计划的。
When you struggle with trusting God, come back to Him and ask Him to strengthen you.
当你信心有挣扎的时候，回到神的面前，求神来刚强坚定你的信心。
My prayer is that together we can be a church that has faith in God, no matter what happens.
我的祷告是我们教会能够继续的信靠神，不管我们面临的是什么样的光景。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for the example of Zechariah and Elizabeth.
谢谢主把伊丽莎伯跟撒加利亚的故事告诉我们。
Help us learn from their example.
让我们跟他们学习。
Strengthen our faith.
求你刚强我们的信心。
So that we can be faithful to you.
让我们能够继续信靠你。
Because you have been faithful to us.
因为你是信实的神。
Help us to celebrate this Christmas season.
让我们庆祝这个圣诞期间。
Thank you for Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣的救赎。
Help us to share our faith with other people.
也帮助我们，让我们把我们的信仰与其他人分享。
So that all of us can have faith in God together.
所以我们能够一起在神面前对神有信心。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.